Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. What a difference a couple of months have made in Colombia. In early October, voters there narrowly rejected a peace agreement that would have ended more than 50 years of war. The deal was negotiated by the government with the FARC leftist guerrilla group, and critics said the agreement let the rebels off too easy. Fast forward to this week, a new peace agreement has now been officially approved by both houses of the Colombian Congress. Once again, peace is on the horizon. And as for that referendum, well, turns out the voters did not have the final word here, at least not directly. Luis Gallo is in Bogota covering the story. He says Colombians remain divided on the pros and cons of this peace deal.
So, on the first place, the deal didn't have to go to the polls or go to a vote. It was on... agreed by the FARC and the government to ratify the deal, being confident that the popular vote would be in their favor. However, how it was passed in the Congress, how the law was set to be implemented, it never had to go to a referendum. However, it does send a mixed message to a lot of Colombians who are still not on board with the new deal that was agreed on. And also, it gives the opposition, a big argument to campaign in the future elections in 2018. And as we saw, the country is just as polarized. So I think also the original referendum vote showed how polarized the country is and split right in the middle. And that's what we're going to see happening through the election campaigning that start from now until 2018. And the opposition have their candidates already kind of like picked who are going to lead their campaigns on these votes.
Yeah, so the opposition, I'm talking about people who voted against the peace deal in the referendum. I mean, has this kind of given them extra anger against politicians now in Colombia?
Right, absolutely. And it's been voiced by the leaders of the opposition who were the biggest, enemies or the biggest opponents to this vote. And also opposed the new deal after it was reviewed and renegotiated. So what this means is the country is going to be even more polarized. But at the same time, we can't deny that, today, after, the vote was passed in both houses of government in Congress, the FARC has disappeared as an organization. The FARC doesn't exist anymore as an organization. And from now until 6 months from now, that's the time limit for them to return all weapons. So six months from now, the FARC are not going to be armed anymore.
I mean, Luis, you're Colombian. How do you feel about this deal?
I think it's time. I think it's time for us to move on. I think it's time to change this mentality of war that the country has been living in the past 52 years. I think it's a great opportunity to focus on other issues that the country is going through. We can focus on education, on economic issues. And I think war is not going to be the number one issue that people go to the polls for when they choose a president now. And we could finally move past it and tackle other issues that are very pressing for a lot of Colombians.
Your own father was killed by the FARC, right?
Correct.
Would you have preferred for the public to have voted this peace deal in? Do you think it would have had more legitimacy?
I think so, yeah. I think ultimately, everybody wants the most democratic-seeming process to ratify, certain law in a country. However, I think Colombians, we chose our Congress, and there are representatives to we've given them the power to negotiate laws that are better for the country. And I have faith in the process, in this political process, and I think it was reflected with these new Congress votes.
How much do you think the Nobel Prize had to do with this deal? Because when the Nobel Committee awarded President Juan Manuel Santos the Peace Prize, they admitted the referendum had failed, but they said they hoped the prize would encourage a new deal in short order. So do you think that helped?
I think it helped. I think it was a great boost. I think it was another push from the international community for Colombia to work, harder to reach this peace. I mean, the thing is, like, peace was so close. It was always, it was pretty much, we had it in our hands and then it, like, evaporated. And the government had to act fast. So it was a, it was a sign. It was a kind of like a more or less a message from the international community that, you know, Colombia and Colombians should work fast and hard to reach a new deal.
Luis Gallo speaking with us from Colombia. Thank you very much.
Thank you.